preach the Word of God. Some of my happiest times in my life is when I stand behind this sacred desk. I just thank God for what He does in my life, that He's given a calling on my life. A lot of people goes their whole life in Christianity and the faith that you're in. They go their whole life and they don't know the calling that's on their life. They look everywhere. They try to do everything and they think they got to do the big things, the small things and all these things. And all God's called us to do is live godly. That's calling He's put on it. Let's live godly. Live godly according to Christ Jesus. Just live godly. I told you last Sunday that get on board with the Lord. And this morning I told you don't sway whatever you do. Tonight I just want to preach or teach on living godly. How can you live godly? I ask you tonight, how can you live godly? Is it hard to live godly? Is it a lot to live godly? I'll never forget Kaylee. I told her, I said, baby, it's hard being a Christian, ain't it? She said, Daddy, if you just keep your mouth shut, it ain't. Well, that is true. That is true. But as a preacher, that's hard to do. But tonight, what I want to share with you in 2 Timothy chapter number 3, I'm going to go backwards from this morning, just back up, don't sway. And if you live godly, the swaying won't be there. If you live, if you just draw some lines in the sand, I can't do that. If people knows in your life, I can't do that. I love you. I'm not against you. I'm for you. But I can't do that. I just can't do that. I draw a line in the sand. And you just tell people straight up, there's some things I can't do because my calling that I have on my life won't let me do it. I love you as a person. I'll help you. I'll do anything I can do to help you. But the way I believe the Word of God, there's some things I can't do. And to live godly, that's the way you need to lay that out. Lay it out in front of them. Let them know where you stand and what's going on. And I promise you tonight, people appreciate that in your life when you just lay it out there. There's no gray area. They know where you stand. But tonight, on living godly, now you're on board with the Lord. We're in 2023. We're marching through. And you say, preacher, how do I live godly? Can you be saved and not live godly? Yes. You can be a born-again child of God and not be living godly. But tonight, to live godly, a person must be born again, and they must get into that Word. They must get into the Bible tonight to live godly, to exercise bodily exercise, spiritual exercise in the Word of God. Tonight, if you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to turn to 2 Timothy 3 and verse number 12 and ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. I want to show you three things that I see in this text, how to live godly. You're on board, you don't want to sway. Who in here tonight don't want to sway? You want to finish well. Man, there's hands. You want to finish well. Everybody in this room, there's nobody in this room who wants to go to hell. Nobody does. I mean, you don't want to do that. And you say, preacher, I want to live godly as well. I want to be saved, but I want to live godly. And I want to show you tonight what the Bible says. Look what He says in verse 12. Yea, in all that will live godly. There it is. In all that will live godly. Not just some, but all. All that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Our Father and our God, once again tonight as we bow in your presence, I thank you tonight that you're my shepherd. I thank you tonight that you are my lily of the valley. I thank you tonight that you're the bright and morning star. I thank you tonight, Father God, that you're the one that leads me when I don't know where to go. I thank you tonight that you guide this church. I thank you tonight that you're the shepherd of this church. I thank you tonight that, Father God, that you're the Alpha and the Omega tonight. Father God, I thank you tonight that hallowed be thy name tonight, Father. And Lord God, I pray tonight as we study this Word, I pray for that Christian tonight that wants to get a little closer to you, that wants a godly life. They're tired of being saved and living like the world, and they want a godly life tonight. Lord, I pray tonight that you show us in the text, I pray you show us in thus saith the Word of God tonight, how we can live godly in Christ Jesus. Lord God, how important it is tonight to live godly in Christ Jesus. Lord, I pray tonight that you bless this sermon. I pray you bless the ears of the hearers tonight. And Lord, I pray when we walk out of this place that, Father God, we have a different attitude than the way we walked in. Father, I pray tonight, Father God, we draw closer to you in 2023. Father God, I pray tonight that we have a fire lit in this place. Lord God, tonight we got a revival coming up. Lord God, we got a women's conference coming up. Lord God, we got all kind of things coming up this year, but I pray we put nothing in front of you, Father. Lord, I pray whatever we do tonight, Father God, that it be exhort you, that it would lift up the name of Jesus Christ. I pray the word be preached. I pray it be sung. I pray it be taught from this sacred desk. And Lord, I pray tonight, Father God, that we be found as a church body living godly in Christ Jesus. Father, I love you and I thank you. I ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of the saints said, amen. Amen. You may be seated tonight, living godly. As we come tonight, Paul told young Timothy, here's what he told him in verse number 12. He told him, he said, I want you to live godly in Christ Jesus. Tonight, you cannot live godly if you're not in Christ Jesus. If you're lost tonight and you're not saved, there's no way you can live godly. There's no way. The only way that you can live godly tonight is in Christ Jesus. The Bible says that we live in Christ Jesus. Living a godly life is so important to a believer tonight. But I ask you a question. Does it matter that you live godly tonight? Does it matter? And the answer to that is this. Yes, it matters that you live godly in Christ Jesus, because it shows exactly, get this tonight, when you live godly in Christ Jesus, it shows exactly who you and I serve tonight. And the way that we carry ourselves and the way that we live, it'll show if we're saved or if we're lost tonight. Tonight, I want you to know this, that it is very important that we live godly in Christ Jesus tonight. The Bible says in Matthew chapter number 6 and verse number 24, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And tonight as we get here, the way that we live will show who we serve tonight. I don't know about you, but I've been bought with a price, and I do not want my reputation to be that I serve Satan. I want my reputation to be not that I'm a preacher, but more than that, that I am a child of God and that I'm living godly in Christ Jesus. And tonight I'm going to give you three ways tonight that you can live godly in Christ Jesus, and don't let them blow your mind. It's not going to be a big old sermon, but it's going to be a powerful sermon. Tonight, if you want to live godly in Christ Jesus, this is the way tonight. I believe this book tonight to be true, inerrant, infallible Word of God tonight. There is no error in it. There is no fault in it tonight. And when you study this word and you apply it to your life, you will live godly in Christ Jesus tonight. Can I get a witness? Tonight, number one is this. I want to show you tonight in verse number 14. You said, preacher, how can I live a godly life? Number one tonight is to know the Word of God. Boy, that ain't much, is it? That's a whole lot. To know the Word of God. If I went around this room tonight and I said, tell me a memory verse that you know, and you quote off one verse, and then you go and I say, give me 10 that you've got memorized and stuck into your heart. Quote me 10 memory verses tonight that you've got down in your heart tonight. You say, is that a big deal? Yes, it is. When we know the Word of God, it'll help us live a godly life. And tonight I want to give you this in verse number 14. He says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned. Hey, tonight, you know what? It ain't up to the Holy Spirit to do all the teaching. It's up to you and I tonight to learn the Word of God. Can I get a witness? That Holy Ghost, He lives inside of us. And the things that I used to not like to do, because I've been born again, the Holy Ghost prompts me to do things. I used to hate to read. I hated memorization. I hated studying. I hated them things. And the things that I hated so bad, when I got saved, He called me to do them. And can you believe that tonight? He'll change some of the things that you do. And number one tonight is that you must know the Word of God. He says this, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of. Hey, tonight, you know what the Bible will do? When you know the Word of God, it'll put assurance in your life. When old Satan comes knocking at your door and he starts telling you that you're no good, he starts telling you that you ain't no count, he starts telling you that you're a has-been and no good and of no worth tonight, I can read the scripture and understand that I am worthy tonight because the blood of the Lamb tonight. He went to the cross and He died for me and He saved me. And tonight I know that by the Word of God tonight. But look at this. He said, thou hast learned it. There's assurance to the believer there. There's assurance in your life. The more Bible you know, the more assurance you'll have in your life. The more assurance you'll have deep down in your soul. I don't know about you, but there's one thing I'm sure of tonight, that I got a home in heaven because the Bible tells me so. Not because of some preacher, not because of some song, but because the Word of God. He said, if you want to live godly, you must know the Word of God. The more you put in, the better you'll be. But tonight, let me give you this. Not only is it assurance to a believer, it gives me assurance down in my heart. It gives me that assurance, but it gives me approval to God. The more I know that book, the more I study that book and get into that word tonight, I understand when I know that book tonight and I read that book and I apply it to my life, not only does it give me assurance as a believer, but it gives me approval to God. Turn right back with me to 2 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 15. I want to show you in the Word of God one of the first memory verses I ever learned. It wasn't John 3:16. When we was in seminary school, and the professor, this is one that he gave us, and it's 2 Timothy 2:15. And tonight I want you to know it would behoove you and it would move on you well to learn the Word of God. You don't always have the Bible with you, but you can always put the Bible in you. Amen? We'll just know the Word of God. Look what he says tonight in 2 Timothy 2:15. I love this tonight, and I love the Word as it tells us tonight. You say, preacher, if I know the Word of God, what is that going to do? You can learn it, and it'll bring it back to your remembrance. When things get hard, it gets tough, and it gets rough. Paul told young Timothy, he said, you've got to know the Word of God. And look what he says tonight in 2 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 15. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God. Not only do I have assurance, but I have a proof unto God that I am who I say I am tonight in Christ Jesus. He told young Timothy, he says, study. You got to study that word tonight. You got to study it just like a kid would study a book in school. Hey, tonight, if you're going to beat off Satan and you're going to get away from the wiles of the devil tonight, it's going to take this Bible tonight that you got hid in your heart tonight. That word I've hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God. I don't study that book to show myself approved unto you. I don't study that book to show myself approved under other preachers. I study that book tonight to show myself approved unto God tonight. Amen. He says, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed. I see number one, I get assurance. I see number two, I get approval of God. But number three, when I study that book, I get to a place where I'm not ashamed of the Word of God. The more you put that word in, the more you know that word, the more you can quote that scripture, the more you can have that in your arsenal tonight, I want you to know it'll help you live a godly life. Amen. He says tonight, there's assurance to a believer. There's approval to God. But then there's to be unashamed as a believer. Tonight, I want you to know, and I wrote this down, if I went on how I felt, I'd be in a mess. I don't go on what I feel. Don't ever go on your feelings. Your feelings will fool you. Your feelings will get you off course. I'll get you off kilter. It'll get you out there. It'll get you off if you are not careful. Your feelings will get you off. You know, some people don't have feelings in their hands. They have all kind of stuff, and they can't feel nothing. If they're not careful, they'll burn themselves. You don't go on what you feel. Well, I feel like the Bible says, and you go on what you know in the Word of God. You go on that book tonight, and when that book tells you stuff, you say, well, I don't know about that. That book is not lying. It is the truth tonight. He said to live godly tonight, we must know that word tonight, and we must hide it in our heart. In Job chapter number 19, you can turn there and look, 25, 26, and 27. You know what Job said? He said, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and I know that I'll stand in the latter days. Job, he said, what did he say? He said, I know that Christ Jesus lives. He had never seen Jesus. He had never seen the Lord, but he knew the book. He knew what was going on, and he knew that no matter what happened in his life, he was going to see Jesus face to face. So tonight, number one, I say to you, you must know the Word of God tonight, and I must know it in my life tonight. Look what he says here. He says, why should I know that? Look in verse 13. Because evil men. You know all men are good. There's some evil out there. There's some evil out there. You don't believe it, they'll tell your kids anything under the sun. They'll try to lure your kids. They'll try to lure them in to do things they shouldn't do. But evil, look in verse 13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. If you don't know the book, you're going to be deceived. To live godly, you got to know the playbook. You've got to know what play's going on. You've got to know your playbook so when the play's called and you get put on the field and you get in the affairs of this life, you know exactly what to do according to the Word of God. If you go on your feelings will deceive you. There's something my mama always told me to do, and I've shared this many a times. When I was growing up, and I still do it sometimes, me and Brandy will, I'll call mama and we're going to make a purchase or we're going to do something. And when I was a kid growing up, 17, 18 year old, I'd say, my dude, I want you to go to bed tonight. I want you to pray. I want you to get your mind right, get it on what you need to do. And in the morning when you wake up, ever how your heart feels, you do what your heart tells you to do. Not one time did my heart tell me not to go in debt. Not one time did my heart tell me, you don't need that. It won't do you good. Get away from it. Not one time, Brother J.D., on what I felt. Because when I went to bed, I felt I needed it. And when I woke up, I felt I needed it. But you know what tonight? That's the same thing tonight a lot of people do. Well, if I feel like I need, listen to me tonight. The Word of God says that we got to know that playbook. We got to know what God says. We got to know what to stay away from. We got to know what to indulge in and what to stay away from. Friends, tonight, the world we live in, you can't do everything if you're saved that a lost man does. You can't run with them. You can't walk with them. You can't talk with them. You must be separate and come out from among them. You can't do it. I know you want to be friends with the world, and I want to be friends with the world, but there's a guideline in my life, and I got a playbook that I got to know and I got to go by. I got to go by that book. I got to know what God has told me to do. And tonight, as we come into this place, I want you to know this. If you're going to live godly in Christ Jesus, you got to know what God has told you to do. You've got to know it tonight. And when he says that in Psalm 46:10, be still and know that I am God, there's sometimes you've got to be still and you've got to wait on what God has called you to do in your life. But you've got to know that in the Bible tonight. Sometimes in our life we get to that place, we want to move as quick as we can, and God says, hold up, wait a minute. We're going to hold back. Tonight I want to say to you, number one, you've got to know the Word of God. Number two, I want to show you in the text, you've got to trust it. To know it's one thing, but to trust it is something totally different. You got to know it, but you got to trust it. When we built that sound booth back there as a church, there's concrete done been paid for down in the ground. Pillars done been poured up underneath there. About where Brother Barnes is sitting, there'd be a pole at you back there. And that thing was supposed to go down to the ground and hold that up and keep it suspended in the air so it would just set up there on them poles. And old Dave Tidwell, he come in and he looked at it and he said, I don't like that. I don't want that there. As the contractor on the building, I don't want that there. We're not doing that. I want it suspended up where people can sit under it. And they got where Brother Eric Caruth, there he is. And Brother Eric, they asked him, said, can you build some saddles that'll hang from the ceiling and them things will hang up there and they'll do good and they'll do what they're supposed to do. And Brother Eric said yes, and he worked on them things pretty hard. Or he said he did. I don't know how hard it was. I don't know if it was hard work or not, but he claimed it was hard work. And he brought them in, and I'm going somewhere. He brought them in that day, and they hung them up on there. And Brother Eric knew what he does. He knew his skill level. But what did I ask you, Brother Eric? Can we trust him? Will that fall? He said, you listen to me. This building may fall, but what I build up there won't fall. Can I say to you tonight, as strong as that weld is, we got another foundation a whole lot stronger than that. I want to show you in the book tonight, we got a sure foundation in Christ Jesus. You know that book and you trust it. If it's in that book, you stand on it and don't you waver one minute. I don't care if it's your family. Don't you waver on that book. If you give in on that book, you'll have to give in next time. If you'll draw that line, if you'll put a fence up, you know there's some old fence posts put up in places that ain't supposed to be tore down. Somebody's put it there to keep something out. This book is a solid foundation and we stand on it to keep the wiles of the devil out. When I'm no longer your pastor and I'm out of this place, don't you let any old thing come in here. You make sure somebody stands there on the Word of God. Amen? Let me show you this tonight. I'll show you this in the text. I want to show you this tonight. We're standing. Number one, you know the Word of God. You've got to know it. You've got to know it. You've got to know it. But number two, you've got to trust it. To know something and trust it is two different things. To know it, now I've got to trust it. I've got it. I got it in my life. I've got to trust it. Look in verse 15. And that from a child that has known. He said, not only do you know it, but you've got to trust it. From a child you have known the Holy Scriptures. What are we trusting? The Word of God. We're trusting that Word of God, which are able. See, that's where the trust comes in. It's able. It's able. Which is able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. I want to break this down tonight. The trust the Word of God. Number one, you can stand on the Word of God tonight. Turn with me right back to 2 Timothy 2 and verse number 19. Here's what he's talking about tonight. When you know it and you can trust it, you can stand on that firm foundation tonight. That foundation won't waver, it won't sink, it won't crack, it'll stand the test of time. Look what he says in 2 Timothy 2:19 about standing on the Word of God. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. The foundation of God, the Word of God tonight, it stands sure. Whatever's in this book, you can stand on it, and you can live godly according to this book tonight. Well, I don't live according to this book. I ought not expect to be living a godly life. That's simple. If I don't stand on this word tonight, I don't expect to be living a godly life. He says tonight that I can stand on the word of God. It's a sure foundation. That sure foundation tonight, number one, it's able to save you. That word of God tonight is able to save you. It's able to secure you. And it's able to satisfy you before Almighty God tonight. He says tonight to stand on that word. It is a sure foundation tonight. That sure foundation that we have in the Word of God tonight. We stand on that tonight. Even though, man, there's things in this world going on and there's a lot in the world going on. You listen to me now. You stand on this book. I just keep drilling that in 2023. Stand on the book. Don't get your eyes on the world. Keep your eyes on the Word. Tonight, if you look at what all is going on in the world we live in, you're going to be discouraged. You're going to be discouraged. You're going to be depressed. You're going to be downtrodden. But if you'll stay in this book tonight and stay in this Word tonight, I want you to know it'll be a whole lot better. He says, not only do we stand on the Word of God, but turn with me to John 5:39. You can search the Word of God. Not only stand on it, but you can search it. Turn with me there tonight. John 5:39. Man, I love this tonight, how God says, living godly in Christ Jesus. John 5:39. I want to show you this tonight in the text. John 5:39. Know the Word of God, to know it. To just know it. To just know the Word of God. To just know the Word of God. Here's what he says. John 5:39. Search the Scriptures. When you get to a place and you don't know what to trust, start searching it. Stick with it. Search the Scriptures, for in them, in these Scriptures, ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. These Scriptures is what's going to testify of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I see not only when I trust the Word of God in verse 15 of our text, I can stand on that Word. I don't only see that I can search that Word, but I want you to know there's salvation in the Word of God tonight. There's salvation in that Word. Turn with me to 1 Peter, if you would, tonight, chapter number 1 and verse number 23. There is salvation in that Word tonight. That salvation that's in our life tonight comes through that Word of God tonight. 1 Peter 1:23, the salvation that's in the Word of God tonight. You got to know it and you got to trust it. You got to trust that book tonight. Look what it says tonight in 1 Peter 1:23. Being born again, saved, not of corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible, by the Word of God. By the Word of God. This book's my lifeline. By the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. You can trust it. This book, born again by this, that liveth, it's a living book, and it abides forever. You can trust it. Let me give you the last thing. We'll go to the house. Living godly. You got to know the Word. I'm not downtrodden anybody in this place tonight, but you're going to learn a memory verse before you leave. I'm fixing to put it on you. You fix to get a memory verse tonight. Littlest one in the house. Biggest one in the house. When I did youth ministry, I know you're looking at me. That's been a long time ago. When they go through the classes and they come back around, they come to me, and one thing they had to do was learn memory verses. I'll never forget, Rocky and Aaron Sides was at the house, and we was talking Bible, and I said, do you know that verse? And Rocky looked at me, and he went to say something. He said, he may not, but I do. And he quoted that memory verse off. And I said, when'd you learn that? He said, you don't remember teaching it to us? I said, no, I don't remember teaching that one. Tonight, if you have your Bibles, God just put it on me. Know the Word of God and trust it. Turn with me to John 11:35. John 11:35. Say that with me. John 11:35. Put it up, Brother Brian. I ain't belittling nobody. You're not going to walk out of here tonight as a child of God and say, I don't know one verse. You're going to walk out here tonight and say, I know one verse. Easy. Easy peasy. I gave them something to do. And I said, go home and learn any memory verse you want and come back next week and quote it to me. I forgot about John 11:35. Had a young man come through, I won't call his name. And he said, I got mine. I said, let's hear it. These other kids quoting them about this big, you know. And he said, John 11:35. And I just hung my head. He said, Jesus wept. Had to give him a point. He got it right. You say tonight, preacher, I've never learned a memory verse in my life. You can say tonight when you leave this place, you've learned one. John. John. Jesus. Jesus. Tonight, you got that in your memory bank. Every Sunday night, I want to give you a memory verse. As we go into 2023, our kids have been doing it in Awanas. And as we go into 2023, I know that the scripture's got to be in. Tonight, there may be times in your life you weep and you say, I wonder if Jesus knows how I feel. You know he's wept. The Son of God, the one that walked on the water, the one that brought the dead back to life, he had feelings and you got feelings too. He wept. But he said, I've come to fulfill the will of my Father. Tonight, number one, you got to know it. Number two, you got to trust it. I told you, I'm just detouring. Number three, you got to use it. If I know how to do something and I trust it and never use it, what good is it? You got to know it, you got to trust it, and you got to use it. My daughter is going to go into nursing school tomorrow. She's going to learn some things. And she's got to trust her skills. But when she gets through this nursing school and she comes to me and says, Daddy, Daddy, I'm like, what? Daddy. That's what girls do. I don't know why they do that. I think they think they're going to get their way, and she does. Daddy, what did Mama say? Mama said no. What do you want me to say? Yes. And I'm like, then me and Mama's fixing to be fighting. No. You got to know it. You got to trust it, and you got to use it. She's getting out of nursing school. She's going to know some things when she gets out. She's got to trust what she's learned. She can't run in that room and not realize what she's learned. She's got to trust it. What about if she got out and said, I know it. I trust what they taught me will work. Nah, but I ain't going to use it. She's going to sit at home. How useless that would be. Tonight, for you to live godly, you got to know it. You got to trust it. And you got to use it. Because when you do, this is what it'll do in your life. Look with me on down in the text. Let me give you this and we're going to go. Look on down. Look on down. Verse 16. Verse 16 of the text. Verse 16 of the text. All scripture. You can't pick and choose what you like. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. All scripture tonight is inspired from cover to cover. And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Number one, tonight all scripture is given by inspiration of God. To use that word tonight, when you speak that word, you remember tonight, it won't be your voice, but it'll be the inspired word of God. Number one, you've got to use it because it's the word of God. Number two, you've got to use it because it's profitable for your life. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You know how many days I've had to say that? A bunch. When I don't know where to go and don't know what to do, I've got to know that scripture. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. When I feel like I'm out in the wilderness and don't know what to go. So I'm not talking to somebody tonight. You're out in the, you don't know. Man, you're saved and you say, I just don't know, preacher. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. It's profitable. It'll profit you for doctrine. For reproof. It'll reprove what's inside of you. It'll bring you back to what you need to be. It'll bring back to your, it'll reprove you, it'll correct you. For correction. When I read this book and I stick in this book and I stay in this book, preacher, deacons, members of this church don't have to correct me. The word does it. And for instruction in righteousness. How am I going to live godly? All scripture is given for instruction in righteousness. It'll instruct you in the right way to go. It obstructs you in the way that you need to go. Let me show you this. Turn with me to 1 Timothy 6:11 tonight. 1 Timothy 6:11. Talking about the Word of God, you got to know it, you got to trust it, and you got to use it. You got to use what God has given us tonight. 1 Timothy 6:11. So we don't get off course and we stay straight. We got to know it, we got to trust it, and we got to use it. 1 Timothy 6:11. But thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Tonight, when we use that word of God, we profess a good witness. Tonight, I have a reputation, and you do too, and I want to know how, when I leave this walk of life, my reputation will be this, that he is a man of God, and he does what God has called him to do. And I understand living godly that I have to watch the way I walk, the way I talk, and where I go, and what I do. Brother Jerry Gabby said something this morning, you let the world mess up, and they won't publicize it, because that's what they do, they're messing up. But you let a child of God mess up, and you'll be on the front line news. Tonight, if I can give you anything tonight, make sure that when you walk this walk of life, live godly in Christ Jesus. Is it hard? Yes. Is it hard? Yes. Is it worth it? Yes. Somebody's watching you and how you handle and what you do on every day of your life. Don't you stray from what God's called you to do. You stick to the course. You stay where God will have you to do. You get in that Bible. You get in that book. You study that word. You study that book. Man, study that thing. See that thing that he's got for you in there. Know what he's got for you. I read that book and I make sure that I'm a sheep and not a goat. This morning, Brother Boyd gave a great word in men's breakfast. A couple weeks ago, months ago, I don't know, been a while. I'm going to share this with knowing the Word of God and knowing that you're searching for something. You ever been asking God, God, I need something. Give me something. I got to have it. It'll come in different forms and fashions, but you'll know when it comes from God. You'll know when that Word comes and it comes directly. And one morning, me and Brandy walked in the back about knowing, trusting, and using it. We come walking in that back door back there and come walking up through there, and Brother Boyd met us head on, face to face. And when he met me, I said, good morning, brother. How are you doing? Doing good. I need to talk to you. The Lord told me to tell you something. And I said, okay, go ahead. And he said, it ain't for her. It's for you. And I said, well, baby. I said, okay. Me and him stepped in the room. Your permission, I'm going to read it to him. He's shaking his head, yes. If it didn't mean nothing, I'd have thrown it in the garbage. But I stuck it in my billfold. Don't feel sorry for me on that billfold. That thing's wore out anyway. Just fits better, McKinley. And he wrote this. And I shared it this morning. And he wrote down, you tell Brother BJ that there's a shaking taking place. Shaking taking place. I thank God I'm part of that shaking, ain't you? You tell him there's a shaking taking place. And tell Pastor there's going to be a separation among the people. That's Bible. He said he's going to separate amongst the people who are pretending to be sheep when they're not. They're pretending to be sheep when they're not. And I'm intervening, saith the Lord. Tonight, I believe one of the tragedies in the church is when we pretend to be a sheep when really we're a goat. I wouldn't know about the sheep and the goat if I hadn't read the book. But I know. And I told him in men's breakfast this morning, talking about knowing the word, what a sheep will do and what a goat will do. A sheep won't hurt you, JD. A sheep won't harm you. They won't bite you. They won't. They won't kick you. They won't do none of these things. You know what a sheep will do? It'll just graze with you. It'll get along with you. It'll love you. It'll show you joy, peace, meekness. That's what a sheep does. But you know what a goat will do? A goat will bite you. A goat will buck you. A goat will hurt you. My brother-in-law had a 1994 Honda Accord four-door. He said, we're going to get a goat, a billy goat. Had horns this long, Brother Harold, coming out of both heads. I said, where are we going to put it? He said, we're going to put it in the back seat. I said, in this car? He said, yeah, in this car. Now, if we go get a sheep, the car's still going to be good. We went and got that billy goat out to work at Spurl's, and we stuck that thing in the back seat. He said, you hold his horns. By the time we got to the destination, the headliner was ripped down, and the back glass was busted out of the car, the side glass. I knew not to put that in that car. I trusted if I put it in that car, damage was coming. I didn't use what I knew. Tonight, you listen to me. Don't you try to put something in your life that don't fit. Don't you try to put the world in your... If you're saved, it won't fit. If you're saved, it won't fit. If you're saved, it won't fit. If you're a child of God, the world will not fit. You can try to put it in. You can press it in. You can put it in, but it will not fit. Why? Because the Word of God will not let the things of the world fit in like it used to. If you put that word in, that things of the world will not fit in. That cussing, drinking, acting crazy, it will not fit. Them things won't fit. Cuss words won't fit in your mouth if you got the Word of God. It won't fit. And what he's telling us tonight, if you're going to live godly, you got to put something in. If all you've done is got saved and you not put the word in, the worldly stuff you're going to put in. You're going to watch that mess on TV. You're going to listen to that mess on your radio station. You're going to do that. You're going to scroll your phone, and when something pops up that you're not listening to me, that you're not supposed to look at, you're not going to skip over it. You're going to look at it. Listen to me tonight. If you'll put in that Word of God, when that stuff comes up, it'll be a lot easier to get away from it. But if you ain't put it in, if you've not put the Word in, you're going to fall victim to it. You're going to fall victim to it. You know how many parents get on the kids for stuff, and they doing the same thing, calling the kettle black. Come on now. Listen to me. Don't you get on to your kid for doing it if you're doing it yourself. Yeah, I'm the parent. You listen to me. You ain't doing them a bit of good if you're wallowing in it too. If you're wallowing right there with them, it ain't doing a bit of good. You put that word in. You put that word in that kid. You help that kid. Every day, me and Kaylee, I'd carry her to school, and we would learn memory verses on the way to school. Why? Because I knew I couldn't be with her 24-7, but I know a God in heaven that can. And as long as them scriptures in there, she'll come back to them. You can trust it. You can trust what you've learned, and you can use it when you need it. I'll never forget Kaylee. And I'm going to close, I promise. Man, I go all night thinking about the Word of God and how I just trust it. Man, there's been times I didn't know, Brother OJ. I did not know how it was going to work, but I know the Bible told me it was going to work, and I'm going to stand on it. She tried out for cheerleader 1 year and got it. Next 2 years, Sister Caitlin, she didn't get it. But when she got it, when she didn't get it, I told her, baby, go just try out, put that cross in your shoe, stick that thing in your shoe. Now, we're going to pray to God that he'll deliver, that he'll help. And man, y'all think we're crazy up on the hill, but we are, amen, crazy for Jesus. Hey, we stand on that cross, son. We stand on that word. If that book says it, we do it. If it don't, we don't. We got to do it that way. Got to. You can ask my family over here. I'm not just talking junk. That's the way we live. She took that shoe and that cross and put it in the sole of that shoe. She said, Dad, that's a little uncomfortable. I said, keep walking. It'll get better. There's some of you tonight. Man, the cross has got heavy. Church has got heavy. Just keep walking. It'll get better. Don't quit. Just stay with it. Just stay with it. I don't like that preaching. Stay with it. You'll get used to it. Amen. I don't like that hollering. Stay with it. You'll get used to it. You go to a ball game, they holler all the time. You don't have a problem with that. Just stay with it. You'll get used to it. Just stay with it. Man, I wasn't comfortable at church at first. Just stay with it. And she kept walking. 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 And then she come in there that senior year. She said, I'm trying out, Daddy, again this year. She said, I don't think I'm going to try out. I don't think I am. Nope, I ain't going to. Mama, what do I need to do? Mama, what do I do? Mama said, well, baby, if you're going to come in crying. And I'm thinking, she's definitely right. And the Spirit's telling me something different. And I'm thinking, oh, gosh, I'm fixing to mess up right here. And she said, baby, if it's going to mess you up and tear you up like it did before, I just wouldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. I hated seeing you that way. And she looked at me and she said, Daddy. I said, oh, no. Daddy, what do you think I should do? I said, I hate to know I lived my whole life not knowing if I'd have got it or not. Huh? I say, go for it. What? I say, go for it. I say, go for it. Get in there. You know. You get in there. I'm telling somebody tonight, you know what to do. Go for it. You know what to do. God's called you. He saved you. You know the word. Trust that word and use it in your life. Next morning she woke up. I said, what you going to do? She said, Daddy, I think I'm going to go for it. She said, what if I don't get it? I said, you probably done lost it. If you think that way, you better know you're going in there. Just go. Just go. She went to put her shoe on, Brother Paul, get it out of her bag from years past. And when she pulled it out, that cross was in that shoe. I promise you, marked to the T, was it not? Scarred in that shoe. We still got the shoe. We won't throw it away. I'll preach on that thing in revivals. You hear me? But JD, she bought it out. I said, Daddy, here's that cross. I said, before you leave to go to school, let's just pray. Let's just pray. And we got down on our knees and we just prayed, me, her, and her mama, and we asked God, God, if it's your will, whatever your will is, let it be. Whatever your will is, let it be. You see, God's faithful. God's faithful. I want you to know tonight, God's faithful in my life and he's faithful in your life. And the more you live godly in Christ Jesus, the more you know that word, the more you trust it, and the more you use it, the more you'll keep using it. You know there's power in Scripture. You know they are. When Satan won't flee, put that word on him. Put that word on him. Wear him out with it. I promise you tonight, he's got to flee from the word of God, and he's got to flee from the name of Jesus. As she come home that night, they waited on the names to come out on the internet. You know how that is. Or whatever it come out on. And it come out, and she got it. She's tickled to death. Oh, they got it, and they's tickled and happy and everything. And afterwards, I said, but if you wouldn't have went out, you wouldn't have got it. Tonight, what I'm trying to tell somebody is this. I'm very optimistic in life. I am. I'm not the one that's going to sit back. I want to go forward. As pastor of this church, I'm not a setbacker. I want to go forward. I want us to know that people are dying and going to hell. And the only way we're going to reach them is by living godly. They'll never come in this church if I'm being a hypocrite. They'll never come in this church if I'm saying one thing and living another. I must know that word. I must trust it, and I must use it. And as your pastor tonight, when you walk out of this place, you know a memory verse already. John, you've got no excuse. You've got no excuse. You've got no excuse. When you go to your workplace tomorrow, you got something to talk about. Hey, let me tell you what we learned last night at church. You may not remember this message, and that's okay, but you remember the word. See, that's a little bitty word. Oh, man, so much power. You know why? Because Jesus is in it. Father, I love you, and I thank you for this night. Lord God, woo, how free it is in here, Lord God. Lord, tonight as we come, we just want to live godly. Lord God, it's so hard in the world we live in. We know that. Is it worth it? Yes, it's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. Does it cost us? Yes. But there is a reward out of this world waiting on us in heaven. And Lord, I thank you for that tonight. I pray I'm talking to somebody tonight that just gets to the place where they say, I know the word, I trust it, and I'm going to use it. No matter what I feel like, no matter what the world throws at me, no matter what Satan throws at me, I'm going to live godly in Christ Jesus. Lord, bless them people tonight. Watch over your people. Bless it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people said.